In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Al Messiah come. On the sixth and final Sunday of Pascha, the liturgy presents to you and me a certain fundamental question for reflection. In other words, after 6 weeks now, we are presented this question. What do you see? Can you see? Has the light of the resurrected Christ illuminated your darkness? Has the light of the resurrection given you the knowledge of true faith? Has the light of the resurrection given you life rather than death? The gospel passage today depicts a man who was born blind, who eventually his eyes are given sight. This man, however, represents every single human being. And every single human being is born blind, born unable to see. Until that human being, you and I, receives the light of the risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. Without the light of the risen Christ, what happens? We are like the blind man. We stumble through life as if groping in the darkness for a way to move forward, for a way to find our balance, for a way to have knowledge. And yet in this blindness, we are captive to darkness. We are captive to ignorance. We're captives of death. The Western world, as we speak, continues to collapse into moral chaos, spiritual chaos, and psychological chaos. Above all, for the reason that it continues to reject the risen Jesus the Christ. And therefore, by rejecting the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the world continues, the Western world continues to reject the one true faith. Hence, what we've been seeing in the Western world for a very long time now is a returning to the age of darkness, a returning to an age of ignorance, returning to an age of death. The gospel passage furthermore demonstrates that no human knowledge, no human wisdom, no human act is able to restore sight to the eyes of a man born blind. It is the light of the risen Lord Jesus, the Christ alone, who can enable the human person to again see. See what? See the truth. See the true faith. See the true religion. The true way of believing. Born blind, every human being is unable to truly see. And therefore, when we are unable to truly see, that human person, you and I, before baptism, you and I, then were subject to the power of sin, the power of darkness, the power of death. Only by the light of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, is any human being able to truly, genuinely see, And by that sight, we are what? Able to pass over the corrupting powers of death. Pass over them. Corruption and death, they were unable to touch the very person and body of Jesus the Christ. And instead, our Lord went into Hades, and he comes out, he passes over from life to eternal life. And all of us and every single being, human being who has been baptized, receives this very divine illumination. And what happens? The baptized person passes over from life into eternal life. And right now, the day of your baptism, you passed over into eternal life. It's not something that's going to happen when you quote unquote die, because in the Christian world, in the Christian belief, there is no death. It's a passing. It's a falling asleep and moving into eternal life, where death will never touch that person again. This is what St. Peter the Apostle calls divinization. This is what the church fathers call divinization, theosis. It's the human being illuminated by the light of God and the life of the resurrected Christ. That's the divinization. Because God does not die. Death does not touch God. God is life. And every single human being who has been born in, reborn in baptism, is now alive in God. And if there's no death in God, there's no death in anybody who has been baptized. The season of Pascha has been one continuous, intense, and focused celebration of a human nature in the person of Jesus, the risen Savior Christ, having been fully illuminated and having become fully alive. And now, as the season of Pascha comes to an end, the liturgy is presenting to you and me the question. Do you see? What do you see? Is Jesus of Nazareth merely a prophet? Is he merely a miracle worker? Is Jesus of Nazareth one more guru? Just one more great spiritual teacher? Is he only one more righteous person in a long line of righteous men of the Old Testament? Or is Jesus of Nazareth the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the only light of the world, the only life of the world? Is he truly the Son of God, equal and consubstantial with the Father? Is he truly the only Holy One, fully God and fully man? And if you answer yes to any of those and all of those questions, then we have to say emphatically, he is the only way of salvation. Do you believe this? The jailer in the Acts of the Apostles was a man who lived in darkness, living in a dungeon that was dark. And therefore this man was living in constant fear of death. And yet, when he found alive Paul and Silas, who survived, and this is key, the event of a violent earthquake, death, in other words. And these two men evaded the power of death. The jailer sees this, and he says, "What? How is this possible?" And he cries out from the depth of his heart, "Men, what must I do to be saved, just like you've been saved from death?" And Paul and Silas respond, they answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. You will have life, jailer." And upon the baptism of the jailer and of his entire household, they were filled with tremendous joy. Why? Because by baptism, they received the light and the life. When the eyes of the blind man were given sight, the man wanted to truly see. He wanted to see the truth of things. And when the Lord stood before him and he said, "I am the Son of God," the man could see. And he fell down and he worshiped Jesus the Christ. As the season of Pascha concludes, you and I are given a decision to make. Will you live a life huddled in a dark prison as a man or a woman born blind and therefore continue to stumble through life? Or walk as a child of the light who's put away the deeds of death and darkness. In other words, has put away the deeds and the acts of disordered self-love. Will you say with the man who has given sight, "In your mercy, give light also to your servant, so that I may prostrate before you and say, O Christ our God, grant me the pardon of my sins in your immense goodness." Christ is risen.